Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 1041 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line. We have arrived to Friday. Welcome into the program. If you want to be with us today, there are multiple ways for you to get connected. You can always call or text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. Tweet at me. At Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. And for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can leave a comment in the chat and we can address some of those as we go along. We haven't done this in a while. I think we'll do it today. We'll see if we get much reaction to it. Now that the baseball offseason has arrived, free agency has opened, all that sort of stuff, not that things are really going to move. I think what I would be curious to hear from you, so if you want to participate or not, probably around 6:30, 6:35 or so, I'll open up the phone lines, open up the text line, the tweet line, all that sort of stuff. And if you want to text me or tweet at me now, and we'll look at them later, feel free. But what do you, I would ask you with the premise of like it being based in reality. If your hope for the Cardinals is that they go triple their payroll this year and go after every major free agent, like that's obviously not going to happen. So if we can be in a world that is true, if we can be based in reality, what would make you happy for with what this Cardinals offseason could look like? That's what would make you happy. That's my question. And again, I'm going to ask you, if you're listening to this show, obviously you are a highly intelligent person. So I would ask you to be based in reality, and maybe the answer is going to be nothing, right? Maybe because you're based in reality and you know what this offseason can be and what this offseason won't be, maybe there's absolutely nothing that will make you happy. And if that's the case, feel free to share that with me. But what are the things that could occur this offseason that would make you feel better about this club moving forward, that are things that could actually happen? So we'll open up the phone lines for that question later on this hour, and would encourage you, if you don't want to call in, you can certainly send in thoughts on that. Again, if you want to text in, it's 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can start sending those messages right in. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. And again, for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can leave a comment on the chat. That's going to be sort of our question of the day as we get into the 6:30 segment today. What could happen that would actually make you happy? Because we spend so much time talking about what's not going to happen. We spend so much time talking about why you're not happy. Let's find some positivity in this one today. Let's finish off the week on an up note. What are the things that could happen? So we welcome in your messages. Again, we'll open up the phone lines around 6:35 or so if you want to get in on that. Blues win last night. It was good to see. I got pushed to the point. I'll just tell you where I'm at when it comes to the St. Louis Blues. When they lost that game to the Washington Capitals and played the way they played that night, that pushed me over a line where I'm not going to find my overall positivity about the team until they give me enough of a reason to walk back over that line. And as good, I'm not trying to discount the performance last night at all. Really good game. Joel Hofer was awesome. He made one save early on in the game that really set the tone for him. Matthew Joseph was really good. Shorthanded goal, assisted on the other two goals. You know, they played without Jordan Kyrou, and other guys were able to step up and move forward. I am happy for last night's victory. I am happy for that as a single moment, a single entity. I am not willing to say that represents anything more than a single win. They got to show me some more. They got to show me a lot of stuff. They got to show me a lot of stuff. But I'm happy that they got the win. Matthew DeFranks is going to join us on about less than 10 minutes from the Post-Dispatch. Does a great job covering the Blues. We'll talk with Matthew here in just a few minutes and get his thoughts on where this team is at here right now. Next hour, we'll talk some Mizzou football. Looking forward to that as we're going to talk. We've got a guest coming on to discuss all things Missouri. Also, Alec Burleson, you may have heard him today with the Gas House Gang. If you missed him, you're going to get the opportunity to hear a lot of Alec Burleson between now and 9 o'clock tonight because in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to run back some of what he said during his media Zoom that he did today with various members of the media. I was on that call with him. And then earlier today, he did an interview on the Gas House Gang with Chris Ranji and Mike Claiborne. We'll have a Gas House Gang replay at 8 o'clock, so you'll get the opportunity to hear that to hear that conversation again around 8:30 or so tonight. So, I like the fact the Cardinals did this with Mason Wynn winning the Gold Glove. They did this with Alec Burleson now winning the Silver Slugger. Good opportunity to get some of these good stories out there. And I talked about this a lot yesterday. And again, this goes back to what I was saying a little bit earlier. There's just so much negativity. I think there is pressure on the organization. And look, this is not about spinning a story. This is not about putting lipstick on a pig. This is not about any of these things. It's about taking the actual good things, positive things that have happened and try to get a little bit more of a spotlight on those as the rest of the organization, the areas that we have talked about that where the negativity has been based on. Those need to be pulled up. But hey, it's a great story that Mason Wynn won a Gold Glove. Hey, it's a great story that Alec Burleson won a Silver Slugger. So let's get these guys out there. I think that's part of why they were made available to the Gas House Gang this week. It's why these Zoom calls were taking place, just an opportunity to put more of a spotlight on some of the good things that did happen. We'd like a whole lot more good things to happen with the Cardinals, but good to see at least some of those. So that's kind of a rundown of what's going to be coming up on the show today. Again, you can, we'll open up the phone lines later, but if you want to get in here right now, we're already starting to get some messages, which is good. What could actually happen? I'm looking for reality-based responses. What could actually happen that would make you happy about this Cardinals offseason now that we have arrived to free agency officially being open? You can text in 314-436-7900 or tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll shift gears. We'll talk St. Louis Blues hockey. Matthew DeFranks joins us in just a moment here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It's an off night for the Blues, coming off a good win yesterday against Buffalo, ending a losing streak, and they'll get back at tomorrow at home as they take on Seattle. Very happy right now to welcome back onto the show. He covers the Blues for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is Matthew DeFranks. Follow him on Twitter at MDeFranks. Matthew, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm doing great.
So the win yesterday, obviously much needed. It's just one game, but with so much negativity around the team, how good was it for them to finally experience just having a good night of hockey?
Yeah, I think it's been kind of an up and down week. I think I was thinking about it earlier, and I put it into words like this. It was an encouraging week, and it was also an embarrassing week. Like, on that Monday game against Edmonton, like, they're down 2-0. They make a big comeback. They break a 7-game losing streak. They should be feeling great about themselves. And then they come out and lay that egg, 6-1 loss in Washington. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, that's not something that should happen in these situations where, they didn't win, like, 4 games in a row after breaking a 7-game losing streak. They won one game, mm-hmm. and they slipped back into losing by 5 goals. And so I think that was the embarrassing part. And then last night, another encouraging part to see a response from the team like that. I mean, I think Joel Hofer had his best game of the season. If it wasn't best, it was his second best behind that game in Calgary, where he was really good. And to me, he was the main reason why the Blues won last night in Buffalo. So encouraging signs to see from the goaltending, and we'll just have to see how long it can carry, because the last time they had these feelings, it lasted for exactly one game before they were back to being blown out by 5 goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, because you could look at those Canucks and Blue Jackets games and say, okay, they played better, and then they get the win against the Oilers, and you feel like it's starting to trend in the right direction, but it feels like any positivity that you had about that Vancouver and Columbus game almost got knocked out when they lost to Washington, and that just kind of took everything back to square one.
Yeah, and I think it was the way that they lost. I think some of these games, you can live with losing, but you can't really live with losing by 5. And some of these games that they've been losing a lot by, like even that season opener, 5-0 against Minnesota, I didn't really think that they played poorly. I think Bennington could have been better in that. I think that Chicago game where they lost, I think it was an 8-3 final. Like, Hofer was pretty bad in goal. So some of these games where you look at it and say, well, you know what, maybe they actually didn't play all that poorly. The goaltending was just bad. Like on Wednesday in Washington, they played poorly and the goaltending was bad. It was both. So I think that combination was one that hasn't been seen a ton in St. Louis this year. Obviously, there's been some of it, but for the most part, it's either been one or the other where, you know, Jordan Binnington kept them in the game against the Kings. They got a point out of that. He kept them in the game against Edmonton. They got a win out of that. But other games where maybe the skaters in front of him are actually playing okay, the goaltenders haven't carried up on their end of the deal. So on Wednesday in Washington, I think that was the greater concern, was that it was both parts that weren't functioning well.
What did you think when you first heard that Jordan Kyrou was going to be a healthy scratch?
Yeah, I was surprised. On the list of things that were problems for the Blues, I don't think he would be close to the top of it. I think, you know, we've talked about, obviously, they can't scratch goaltenders. They don't really even have a third goaltender to call up. So, like, that's not really much of an option. The defense, it's kind of a similar thing where they've been rotating the sixth and seventh defensemen in and out. And outside of that, they don't really have options to put in the lineup. In the AHL, you could go with a guy like Callie Rosen, but even then, you know, what are we doing here? So I was surprised when it was Kyrou, because even now, after missing the game, he's first in the team in shot attempts. He's second in the team in shots on goal. I believe he's third on the team in goals and second on the team in points. So he's someone who has been a productive member of your team. And not only that, I think the on-ice contributions, the 200-foot game part of it, you see a lot of growth from him in those areas in the last year or two. The tracking back in the neutral zone to win a puck, pressuring pucks in the defensive zone, working in the corners to try to free a puck on the forecheck. Like, these are things that were part of his growth in the last year or two. And I haven't spoken to Jim Montgomery since it happened, so I don't know if he thought that those aspects kind of waned a little bit in Jordan Kyrou's game. But the analytics side of it, you know, he's their best forward with on-ice effects, meaning when he's on the ice, good things happen. They control scoring chances both offensively and defensively the most with him on the ice. They control expected goals with him on the ice. Like, everything that kind of has pointed to him has been kind of okay so far this year. So I think it was a little bit surprising for me to see that. And I think it wasn't just that he was scratching Kyrou. I mean, obviously, Kyrou is the one that has to wear it. And ultimately, I believe he'll probably get back in the lineup tomorrow night. But it's kind of a message to everyone else, too. You know, if Jordan Kyrou can be scratched, what about the other players on the team? How do they feel about it? And do they think that they can also be scratched as well?
We're talking with Matthew DeFranks from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. I realize the question I'm about to ask you is going to be hard to answer, if answerable at all. So if you don't have an answer, that's fine. But what does it look like beyond, you know, Kyrou just being back in the lineup? Is there a domino effect to this? Is there relationship issues between him and the coach? Like, what do you think it looks like between the Blues and Kyrou, if at all different as a result of this decision to healthy scratch him?
Yeah, it's a good question. And you guys mentioned, I don't have the answer for it. I think I'll have a clearer idea. Probably not, honestly, after talking to Montgomery and Kyrou tomorrow after Morgan State. You know, who knows what they'll say? Who knows how honest they'll actually be? But this morning, this afternoon, I kind of went back in recent history with the Blues and Kyrou, and kind of all of these instances of public reprimand, for lack of a better word. There's a history there, and three different coaches. Where I kind of started was in February of 2023. It's when Craig Berube said, our top players don't play with any passion, no emotion, and they're getting paid the big bucks. They're not producing. That's the end of the story. That's it. And that was kind of the start of it. I mean, he had the turnover that led to a loss against Detroit. And then a couple hours later, Urbu was fired. Obviously, there was a time where he was booed at home following his no comment about Fred Berube. Drew Bannister benched him for a period during a loss in Detroit. There was a period of time early last year where he was turning pucks over late in games and costing them at least a chance to get to overtime. And then he got sat late in the game in Buffalo for those reasons. Even, you know, this past week or so, I think it was on the 31st, Jim Montgomery, after practice, he had probably about a 10-minute conversation with Pavel Buchnevich and Jordan Kyrou. What about? I don't think we have the answers yet. But the intention there is very clear. Like, Jim Montgomery is trying to get his attention. So there's been kind of a whole host of things, different situations, different responses, different coaches. And this was the one thing that hadn't happened. And I'm curious to see how the response is after it has.
You know, it's pretty amazing because the Blues have struggled so much. They've been tied for the worst points in the entire league. But just the way the NHL is playing out right now, even with 12 points, they're 4 points out of a playoff spot. So we can sit here and they got a million teams to jump over to get there. But it's not like they have buried themselves in a way that they can't bring themselves out of. It just seems to be, Matthew, that they got to find themselves or find closer to the version that we thought they were going to be before the season got started. And it feels like things could get righted pretty quickly.
Yeah, and maybe about a week or two ago, I would have thought, hey, get the goaltending fixed and everything else will follow. They'll be just fine. And you know, all of their underlying team numbers were pretty good, the way that they were playing in front of the goaltenders. And the goaltending was the worst in the league. And so this is not a pair that has, you know, worst in the league qualities. Even 2 years ago, Binnington and Hofer were a top 3 to 5 tandem in the NHL. Like, legitimately, by the numbers, they're probably behind Winnipeg, which is really Hellebuck, and it didn't really matter who his backup was that year. And then Florida, and same thing with Bobrovsky. And then as far as true tandems, it was probably St. Louis as the number one true unit versus one guy who gets 60 to 65 starts and everything else. So this is a pair that has done it before, and 2 years ago isn't a long time ago, especially in the world of goaltending when you don't expect them to age until much later. That's a position where you can break in late, you can play much longer. So it's not like, you know, in Binnington's case, it's not like he's over the hill and done because he's 32 or whatever he is, 31, 32. So I believe they can get back to it. I don't know goaltending well enough to know that how they do it. But I think once that gets solved, you know, a lot of things will fall into place in the standings. And I was doing the math earlier today to get to 95 points, which is typically the cutoff for a playoff spot. I think the Blues have to play at a 102 point pace across the final 67 games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not impossible. It is a hill from where they are right now, but that's something that they've done before, as we've seen many times. I mean, this October start is kind of an annual tradition around these parts, these times of year. But it is an uphill climb, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately for Blues fans, that's a very, very true statement. He is Matthew DeFranks. Fortunately for Blues fans, he does an incredible job covering the team for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. If you are not reading him on a daily basis, you absolutely are missing out. Follow him, follow along as well on Twitter at MDeFranks. Matthew, thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again down the line.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That is Matthew DeFranks joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. Again, you can read him in the Post-Dispatch and at stltoday.com. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines here in our next segment, so we will be willing to take your calls. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. The question that I want presented: what could the Cardinals do this offseason? That's actually something that might happen in the real world. I'm asking you to be based in reality. What could happen this offseason that would actually make you feel better about this team moving forward here as Heim Bloom begins his tenure as the president of baseball operations? That's the question on the table. We're taking your phone calls and your text messages at 314-436-7900. We're taking your tweets at Matt Pauly on air, and we're taking your comments on the video stream. It's up next. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back at it. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We're taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. If you want to chime in, now's the opportunity to do it. The question that is being presented to you, and we'll take your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets, and your messages on the video chat for those of you who are watching us. What could occur this offseason that actually has a possibility of happening? I am asking you to not go to fantasy land, but to be grounded in real life type stuff. What could happen this offseason that would actually make you feel better? We're trying to be positive today. Today it's a positivity Friday. Sound like I'm on the contemporary Christian music station. Positivity Friday. No. That's what we're doing on this one today. What could make you feel better? So, again, we'll take your phone calls if you want to chime in, 314-436-7900. Elsewhere, you can text in at that same number. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Got a tweet from Wes. It says, if they can bring in a younger pitcher to continue to be an ace or a guy who is not close to retirement that can lead these young pitchers. So, a top-of-the-rotation pitcher who is not a year or two away from retirement. So that's one of the... Bernie Miklas brought this up during Rush Hour Sports about an Edward Cabrera from the Marlins because he's got 3 years of club control left. If you're going to bring in a high-end pitcher, and Cabrera is really, really good stuff. I pause when I say high-end, but he's probably better than what you have now. If you're going to bring somebody in like that, you're going to have multiple years of control on them because this is not a win in 2026 type decision. I just don't know what that's going to look like. Like I think they have to bring in starting pitching. I think they're likely to trade Sonny Gray. And I don't bring up how much money he makes very often because the Cardinals save so much on the front end of that contract. It's a backloaded deal. So when people bring up the salary that goes along with it, they say, there's no way the Cardinals are going to spend this much on Sonny Gray this year. I always push back on that because I think it's money that they saved by having him, you know, backloading the contract. I'm not overly worried about the about that. I don't know what it's going to look like. I think they're going to bring in starting pitching. I think they're going to bring in some legit starting pitching, like not just back of the rotation veterans who are on a 1-year deal or just trying to hang on in the big leagues. But I don't know if anybody being brought in is really going to be somebody that you look at as being like a legit top of the rotation starter. Are you going to bring in somebody who's better than Sonny Gray? That's the question. And if you trade away Sonny Gray, but you bring in two like pretty legit dudes who maybe neither of them are quite to the level of Gray, from a big picture standpoint, is the rotation overall better than it was last year? It depends on the guys. Like, we'd have to look at each potential scenario, and that's not really what I want to do right here. But there is a possibility of that happening. John sends in a message on the video stream, says Dustin May or Tyler Mahle would make me feel better if the Cardinals signed one of them or even both. Another good bullpen arm would also be nice. Yeah, I don't know if it's just because we talk about it so much. We need to get Kevin Wheeler a Dustin May fan club shirt because he is on that train. He wants to see the Cardinals acquire Dustin May. And Bernie Miklas talked about today on Rush Hour Sports that the Cardinals feel like that there's some people in the organization and some systems now in the organization that's going to help them identify players who are more likely to return to prior form. Like, this is, I hate that I like invoke the Brewers so often because I work there. I think I would be invoking the Brewers doing this even if not, if my career path would not have included some time in Milwaukee. But anytime I bring it up, I feel like, well, here I go talking about Milwaukee again because I happen to be there. But all that being said, I think the world of baseball can look at the Brewers as a team that has done some things really, really well. And how do you replicate some of those things? And one of the things that the Brewers do quite well is they find guys and make them better. It's not some, they do produce talent out of their minor league system, but I don't know if there is an organization in baseball that's better at getting guys and getting them to the best version of themselves. And the Rays do that with their own guys. They're very good at helping guys figure out how to be the best version. This is what the think about all the Dave Duncan reclamation projects. This is where the Cardinals used to excel more than any other team in baseball. They don't anymore. And if they can get back to that, that's where you can really start to find some success. So I don't know. Like, you look at the numbers for Dustin May this past year, obviously not very good, but he's been good when he's been healthy. You know, Eric sends in a message and mentions Walker Buehler. I think in some ways you can put that name in there as well, although he scares me a little bit more than some of the others. Like, his downturn for me seems a little bit more real, but maybe not. Maybe he's somebody who just needs to come back around, or maybe he's somebody that just needs to be in the right organization with the right people to fix him. I don't want this to just be a thing, though, where it's an offseason for the Cardinals filled with reclamation projects. It's okay to find a guy or two like that, but you're not always going to hit, right? Like, that's the important thing here. Dave Duncan didn't bat 1,000 in pitchers coming in and him trying to fix them. So if all your moves this offseason are based upon, well, if this guy can get back to being who he was before, that's not going to do as much for me. I'm good with some of that, but you also want to bring in some pieces that, from a production standpoint, you have more of a confident belief in what it is going to look like. A text message comes in from the 615, says, what would make me happy is trading Wilson Contreras. There are still people who do not love Wilson Contreras. If the return is good enough, I'm fine with the team trading Contreras. Let me start with that. If if the return is good enough, if you can bring in players that are going to help you win in the future, even if it's not this upcoming season, I am okay with Wilson Contreras being traded. At the same time, I don't want the team completely being, you know, stripped down for parts. And Contreras gives you something that you don't have a whole lot of, and that's a little bit of pop from the right side. And the one thing here is if you were to trade Contreras, you would have some coverage because you can play Burleson at first base. You could even maybe put Ivan Herrera at first base a little bit more often. If you do that, you might be forced to carry three catchers again. So that would, there'd be some roster maneuvering that goes along with that. But there's also no guarantee that Herrera is going to return to catch and that he's going to be part of a two-catcher tandem. That's they want to bring him back as a catcher. There's no guarantee that it's going to work. So having him as somebody who can play a little bit of first base and then having the three catchers on the roster anyways, you might be in that spot whether Herrera is playing a little bit of first one way or the other. To put cards out on the table, I was disappointed, not like overly crazy, I'm going to pound my head against the wall disappointed, but I was a little bit underwhelmed by Contreras' numbers this past season. I thought when he moved over to first base that that was going to take some of the wear and tear off of his body and that the numbers were going to push forward more than they did. That doesn't mean he didn't have a good season. You know, people are going to hear me say that and they're going to think that I'm trashing the guy. I am not trashing him. 257 average, 791 OPS, 20 home run season, all of those are perfectly good numbers. They're fine. I thought this was a guy who was going to push closer to having a 30 home run season. I didn't know if he was going to get there, but I thought it was going to look more like 30 home runs. I thought that OPS would be more into the higher end of the 800s. You know, and his 2024 season with the Cardinals, even though he played just 84 games, he had an OPS around 850. I thought that that might be more the neighborhood that he would be in. So I was a little underwhelmed, but that doesn't mean that they were bad numbers. That doesn't mean that there are not many teams out there that would jump at an opportunity to have Wilson Contreras on the roster. And for people who say that the Cardinals tanked his value when they moved him out from behind the plate, I couldn't disagree more. They did not. His numbers are fine for a first baseman. He's able to stay on the field a little bit more, especially as a guy who's getting older. He's not the first guy to be pulled out from behind the plate. We'll continue this conversation coming up in just a moment. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. Don't go anywhere. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a few minutes left here in hour number one of the program. Our conversation is what can happen this year in the Cardinals offseason that is actually something that could happen or could be based in reality that would make you potentially happy about the way the offseason goes. Rich has given us a call. Hey, Rich, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
We heard all year long about giving these guys a runway to get going, Walker, Gorman, Scott. Win, but what we need is pitching. And if we don't bring our farm system up with Matthews and Liam and give these guys a chance to see if they can make it in the major leagues, we're wasting our time. We got to have pitching. Look at the Dodgers. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I want Quinn Matthews to be in the rotation from opening day. I want Liam Doyle to be pitching in the big leagues at some point next year. I want Ishan Henderson to maybe make the opportunity to get a shot in the big leagues. Now, you can't like count on any of these guys for sure being there. So that's part of the issue here is you have to have coverage in case they're not ready. If Quinn Matthews just is clearly and obviously in spring training not someone that's ready for the big leagues, and you were holding a spot for him, well, then all of a sudden you're going to be in trouble. And I think that's kind of the area that the team is dealing with right now in terms of how to have coverage. Just a couple minutes left here in the hour. Let's grab one more phone call before we call today for the 6 o'clock hour. Jack has given us a call. Hey, Jack, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yes, I was just calling in, just watching the World Series and everything that surrounded both these teams. They were phenomenal. The Cardinals are so far behind in what they need to do to be like that. And they need so much more talent and work. And it doesn't make sense that they don't go out and get any of these players. It just does not make sense. They have opportunity to, and they never sign them. I mean, I understand there's a farm system and Springfield, but also the other parts of the pyre be able to come out and get and seek out these other players. It just doesn't make sense. Those pitching's the name of the game, and what I saw with the Dodgers and even Texas, they are so far from that caliber, sir.
Yeah, Jack, I appreciate the phone call. And I think I agree with half of what you said, and it's the most important part of what you said, in my opinion. The Cardinals are really far away from a talent standpoint. They need an infusion of talent at the top of the roster. And there are a bunch of guys on this team who I like, who I think can be part of a winning team moving forward. But the guys who are your best team, the guys who are the best players on the team right now can't be your best players. They've got to be kind of in that second group. And, you know, Bill DeWitt likes having stars on the Cardinals. And that's an area that they're still trying to get back to. There's so much that they need to get there. Spending a ton of free agent money right now on one guy, that doesn't do a lot for me because I don't know how much that gets you closer. But a couple years down the line, depending on what it looks like this year, when all of a sudden you are producing players out of your minor league system again, that's when they can lift back up and start spending again and start infusing the team with high-end talent. I do want them to bring in high-end talent from the outside, but I don't want them to fill up the rest of the roster from the outside, and it's going to be a process to be able to get there. But there is a talent deficit for sure. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.